Hello, everybody. I'm Devin Triantos, and I am representing my company, Tria Brand. And it's Tria, because my last name is Triantos. Tria is the first four letters of the last name Triantos. My wife created the idea in a way of branding her crafts. She knits and sews and makes beanies and all kinds of beautiful creations. Are these pillows included? Our dog kind of chews on them. Anyway, in Tria, I'm branding the company with the triangle and the fact that the three vertices as well as corners represent mental, physical, and emotional sides of the human. I think that covers a lot of it. Without getting too esoteric or too preachy, I think if we can focus on those three things, we can get better, right? Enough said. I'm making this video because I want to put a challenge out to you. I, Devin Triantos, would like to talk to you on my podcast. It's called At the End of At the Edge, rather, kind of at the end, but at the edge of knowledge. And the concept is there, let's have a conversation and let's get to where we're not really so confident about our maps, about the menu. Let's get to where we're actually having a meal together. Let's get to where we're actually experiencing a dynamic exchange of ideas, right? It's static and dead to listen to some tenured professor lecture at you, you know, talking into the space-time continuum, waiting for the bell to ring, right? Doing something they've rehearsed 100 times. It's vital when we're able to actually communicate, right? When you don't know what you're going to say next. And I actually endeavor to check my own bullshit, my ego, you know, my id and superego, or, well, you know, all that Freudian, model. But just when I check myself and endeavor to actually hear what you're saying, such that I can kind of allow whatever animates me, you know, the force or prana or chi or the ha, which is what the Hawaiians call the breath of life, responds of its own accord, right? That was that whole Bruce Lee, the way of the intercepting fist, right? He goes, you know, I'm just laser focused, you know, it hits all by itself, you know. Let's have a conversation. And let's do it about things that we care about things that we're interested about your story. I'm happy to share mine about what you're learning, what you're interested in, what confounds you, what is difficult, what you're trying to overcome. And let's put it out there to everybody that would like to hear that. I think it's inherently more valuable to have honest dialogue than it is to play the game of whether it's virtue signaling or you know, political points or banner waving for a certain cause. You know, God love you, you know, more power to your cause. It's just, I find for me a great deal more centeredness, groundedness, peace in occupying myself, my own very specific and unique perspective and point of view. It may put me in conjunction with other groups of people, other organizations, but at the end of the day, I want to only be responsible for and advocate for, I suppose advocate for is not the right way to frame it. I only want to have to answer for my person, right? Because that's all I have control over. And I think through that maintenance of personal autonomy, sovereignty, and responsibility, I'm able to be free from influence, right? Free from manipulation and coercion. And I'm interested to share that kind of autonomous presence with you. So if you're seeing this message on LinkedIn or Facebook or YouTube, send me a message. Let's have a conversation. And who knows what'll happen? Maybe it'll be fun. So thank you very much for watching, and I look forward to speaking with you. I don't know. Those are just things that I do with my hands. Thank you for watching. Appreciate your time.